The question of arms sales to China is causing new friction between the Bush administration and the European Union. The EU has suggested to China that it might be willing to lift a 15-year-old arms embargo, a move that Washington strongly opposes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London that the U.S. and Europe have very different views of China as an emerging power.
On his sixth visit to China as German Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder showed he knew the routine well. He brought a plane load of business executives, sold the Chinese $1 billion worth of Airbus jets, and listened politely to Beijing's pleas to lift the arms embargo. He was following French President Jacques Chirac, who performed the same diplomatic ritual with similar financial results in October. Now France and Germany are leading the effort to scrap the arms embargo. The EU imposed it after China's military suppression of the 1989 pro-democracy protests in Tiananmen Square. At an EU-China summit in the Netherlands on Wednesday, Dutch Prime Minister Jan-Peter Balkenende told his Chinese counterpart Wen Jiabao that the EU is willing to work towards lifting the ban. He stopped short of saying when that might happen.
We have given a positive signal. We are thinking about it. We are taking into consideration all the elements that are relevant. We all know that it is linked also to other issues. But today, in any case, we've given a positive signal. We're working on it. And, of course, there is a possibility, but it's not a guarantee.
To some Europeans, the ban now seems outdated, although the British and Swedes still have doubts about lifting it. The EU passed the U.S. to become China's biggest trading partner this year, and there's tremendous excitement about the potential of the huge Chinese market. That's tended to overshadow human rights issues on Western policy agendas recently. A Chinese embassy spokesman in Brussels, who declined to be named, said the embargo was out of step with the strategic partnership the EU and China are building, and that lifting the ban would be of greater symbolic than practical value.
The Chinese side asking the EU to lift the embargo doesn't mean it's going to import weapons from the EU. It just means that China wants the EU to end its political discrimination.
European diplomats say a precondition for lifting the ban would be the strengthening of an EU code of conduct that would cover any arms sales to China. Washington's main concern is that it might someday have to defend Taiwan against mainland Chinese armies equipped with European weapons. The U.S. would be more reluctant to share military technology with Europe if it felt the Europeans would then pass it on to China. Noel Clay, a State Department spokesman, said that lifting the ban would send Beijing the wrong signal.
Our belief is that lifting the ban, the arm embargoes on China at the time, is unwarranted based on the grounds of security in the region and based on the human rights grounds.
China already gets plenty of jet fighters, submarines, and other hardware from Russia. What it lacks is technology, the navigation, command, and control systems that would enable it to project military power beyond its borders. Europe needs to think through the strategic consequences before it lifts the ban, says François Godemont of the French Institute of International Relations.
Europe's worst enemy is blind greed. There would be an incredible competitive pressure to export to China advanced technologies in the hope to gain a political advantage in other areas. That's the worst possible scenario.
The EU has successfully brought authoritarian and post-communist regimes into its fold, and its members tend to hold a more optimistic view of China's future direction. How to deal with China's rise as a great power is sure to become an increasingly important issue in America's dealings with its European allies. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.